one. Oh, he already did. Everybody else is good? Golden? Like the retriever? Like Pony Boy? So, Nick, amen, nice, come on, I think I'm ready. Mirror, mirror,
on the wall,
who is
the fairest
of them all? All right, so there are some people that know that little phrase, right? A few of you. So, can you explain where you've heard that before? Anyone? Anyone at all? Anyone at all? Oh, Snow White. Oh, Disney! Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's from the classic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, right? Now, in the cartoon or in the movie, what does the mirror tell you? I'm not talking specifically, but generally speaking, what does that mirror tell the wicked witch or the wicked queen?
That it's not hers.
Yes.
Well, usually, when she asks me to be on the wall, it's because she gets jealous. Or, yeah, she's usually jealous because, I mean, how much she's jealous of, like, such a princess, I think.
Right. That's exact, but that's more specific. So generally, let's break it down to more simple terms. What is that mirror telling? The queen, huh? Who's the prettiest person? It is, and that again, a little bit more specific than what I'm trying to tell you. So if you ask that mirror, what is 2 + 2? What does it don't tell you? 5. It's not don't tell you. 5 is don't tell you 4. Because if it told you 5, it would be lying. It would tell you 4. So what is that mirror telling you? The truth. It tells the truth, right? It tells the truth no matter what. I mean, the queen was jealous. The queen did not like the answer the mirror told her. But the mirror told the truth, right? It didn't matter if the queen was mad at it or not. It's going to tell who the fairest one was in the land, and at that time it was Snow White, right? Or later on. Let's turn to James. It's towards the back of the Bible. I know that's a funny entry to a Bible study, but I'll try to tie it all in. It'll be shocking. James chapter 1. Yeah. Brendan, would you like to read James chapter 1, verse 22, 23, 24, and 25? Starting with 22 and ending with 25. So what does a mirror do? It shows your reflection, right? Huh? No, just any mirror, not magical ones. Right, the mirror, it shows your reflection, right? It gives you a reflection of whoever or whatever is looking into it, right? A reflective image. In this case, in the Bible case, it reflects what? What is it reflecting back at the person?
What kind of person they are,
right? It reflects the man's natural face, meaning exactly what Brendan said, is what kind of person he is. What, you know, what he likes, what he's up to, any flaws. It shows everything good, and it shows everything bad. It shows who that person really is and what they've been up to. That person would be able to see what they needed to work on. You know, in order to be a better person, they'd be able to see, oh, you know what, I'm lacking here, I could work on that. But that man forgets immediately what kind of man he was. You know, not willing to change, not willing to admit that there is something wrong, or just to simply ignore the problem. God's word is like a truth-telling mirror. You know, when we read his word, we could see our reflections of who we really are. You know, it will show us areas we're doing good in areas we need work. For me, it's a lot of work. I don't know. It's a lot of areas I need work in. But for you guys, it's probably all good. When we get this picture, we don't stop doing what is good. We don't go, oh, I'm good there, so I'm going to stop it. Yeah, I've done enough good things. Or continue on in doing the bad things. We don't keep doing the bad things when we see that we're doing them, right? That is kind of telling us, is us recognizing that we are doing bad things. Just the opposite, right? We want to increase the number of good things and not to forget to work hard in the areas we fall short in. You know, we should want our reflection to show what? That we're horrible people and we don't follow Jesus. We want to show that maybe we follow Jesus, that we're respectable, that we're righteous, that we're good people out there, right? That's what I would assume, that's what most people would want the reflection to show, right? Only makes sense. We all want to be good. Ephesians. Let's turn to Ephesians. So we're going to go to the left. A few books. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Elena, can you read those? So imitators, right, is a, what's an imitator? What's a good word for imitator? Right, someone who acts just like it, maybe a, like a copycat, right? Somebody who does, what does the same actions in order to look like what they want to copy. Right? Or charades, when we play charades, we're imitating whatever that is, right? It's on the little card. Christians, or Christian means Christ-like. That's what the word means, Christ-like. In other words, an imitator of whom? Of Christ, right? We're imitating Christ. You know, ones who reflection is like that of God's. Like of God, not gods. Gods, of apostrophe, yes. Just so you know. As humans, though, I don't know about you, but I've not found too many people what like the copy game or the imitation game or copycat game. Maybe it's kind of fun for a minute or so. Maybe you know what I'm talking about, right? Where somebody just mocks you and copies everything you do. It's fun. Well, maybe it's fun to be the one copying, but not the one being copied, right? It's always fun. Yeah, shouldn't be, but it's fun teasing somebody. But I also know most people, when they hear kind of a cool accent or like a Brooklyn accent, right? At least you think about it, you kind of want to copy it, right? You kind of want to start talking that way. Anybody else but me? You kind of do. At least you think about it. You think about it. Now, and then what do you think's going to happen if, like, you hang around somebody what uses profanity a lot? What's going to happen if you hang around somebody what uses profanity a lot, cusses a lot? Bad things? Like you starting to do what? Cussing, right? It, you know, you don't necessarily think about, oh, I'm going to copy him. It's just things happen, right? It's what you hear. Situations that you're in, you kind of copy, right? And then there are, well, it's probably, in my idea, it's crazy, when I was growing up, probably like the worst moral candy ever is candy cigarettes. I mean, anybody, I mean, they still have them. They still have them, but it's like, I don't know, I mean, it's just crazy. Crazy is like what parent would let their kids, my parent, I mean, I had candy cigarettes, and what do you do if you have a candy cigarette? You're acting like you smoke, right? And these are for little kids, and it's crazy that actually there are a whole bunch of countries what banned it because it's like it's common sense, but you know, here in America we don't care. It's kind of like Fun Dip without the Kool-Aid, right? Well, that's good because you weren't imitating, but I mean, for a lot of kids, it's like, oh, and why would a kid want to imitate smoking? Yes. Well, I did not know until I looked on it, but the little powder in it was so you could blow it and make it look like you were blowing out smoke. I don't know. Huh? Smarties? Right. So. Yeah, it's things. Yeah, things people do are not necessarily the good things. But it's also like if you pretend to smoke because that's what that kid sees maybe in their parent, right? Or their uncle, or their aunt, or whoever it is. Are people just there going, oh, that guy on the commercial, that looks cool. Right? Because kids want to just be grown up, right? For the longest time, I'd watch my dad shave, and then I'd take out a plastic knife and, like, pretend to shave when I was a kid. But I hate shaving now. It's like, why in the world would I want to do that? Or it's kind of like down the valley, my dad had to mow the lawn, and then when I got old enough, I got volunteered to do that. And it's like, oh, man. But, I mean, when I was a kid, I'd be, like, pushing around a little toy lawnmower going, hey, this is great. This is awesome. But then when you have to do it, it's like, man, that was horrible. But we tend to want to copy. Yes?
When you're a kid, you're like, man, I wonder how work is. You actually go in for, like, your first few days. I hate this.
Right, you actually get, yeah. Work's not too bad, though.
Do I have enough time to do a backstory on the flammable?
No. After. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians, as I just wasted a whole bunch of time, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 33. TJ, you there?
Yep.
All right, you want to read that?
Yep.
All right. That's pretty simple, right? Everybody knows that, don't they? Everybody here knows that. Like I said, the one hanging around with somebody who cusses all the time, sometimes it just rubs off, right? But it's also the same for good company. You know, somebody, not that it corrupts you, but good company will promote what? Good things, right? It'll produce good habits. You know, like if you were hanging around, say, somebody who goes to church, you know, maybe it'd get you to come to church, right? Maybe it'd get you reading the Bible. You know, and maybe, well, hopefully they wouldn't be cussing, right? Hopefully. So how do we find good company? Good company, good people, good friends. Just meeting new people, right? But then you're going to judge them on what? Personalities and on how they act, right? How they are, how they talk, how they act towards people, not just you, but also to you and to other people, right? Let's turn to John. John chapter 13. Verse 35. Anybody? You guys feel like reading? John chapter 13, verse 35. Can I give you more time? Usually, sometimes the newer visitors, I don't force anybody to read, but if you'd like to read. No. Jackson, would you like to read? I will get you on. Sometimes with those Bibles, the little print is chapters go by quick. And then you all of a sudden pass it and you're like, oh my goodness. Oh. I thought you said you weren't going to read, though. All right. So who's reading? Jackson, go ahead. You want to read that?
Oh, sure. By this also know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another.
So, finding good company is because they have love for one another, right? So that's how you can kind of tell. Because it's true, I mean, love for one another, that's how somebody acts. I mean, you're not going to like somebody or think they're a good company if they're mean to you, if they have hatred in them, right? And then we know, that's how we know that they're God's disciples, by loving others. Genesis, so this one's going to be easy to find. It's all the way at the back. No, at the very front of the Bible. And it's chapter 1, even easier, it's at the front of Genesis. Chapter 1, verse 16. Kayla? Would you like to read that? Oh, do you want to read? Oh. She could get the next one.
Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
All right, a little science in the Bible. All right, those are a little science portion. All right, does the moon produce light?
Yes.
No.
It produces light? Yes, but it does not produce the light. So what happens is because the earth is right there, the moon's over here, the sun's over here, and we're on the backside, so the sun's hitting the moon, and the moon's reflecting the sun's light onto the earth. Well, I mean, the earth, that's how you get like half moons, is the earth's kind of shadowing it, the moon. Or clips. Am I explaining this correctly? Right? Right. Everybody's getting it, right? Because the sun, now if the sun is and the earth is exactly right in front of the moon to the earth's direction, that's where you get eclipses. Because, right? So the moon is reflecting the light from the sun. So the moon does not produce any light. It is not powerful like the sun, but it imitates the sun, doesn't it? It imitates the sun in that we could see during the night. In John, we were just in John, right? You know exactly where it's at. John, it's right after Luke. John chapter 8. So in science class, everybody's don't get that right next time is right, is the moon does not produce any light. Okay. Well, good. John chapter 8, verse 12. Kayla. God, or Jesus, is what? The light of the world, right? What were you going to say? Oh, the sun. Oh, he is the sun. I mean, representative, right? Going back. So he's the light, right? Light of the world. Light meaning what? Goodness. Right? So in the Bible, when it's talking about light, it's talking about goodness. Anybody else? Yeah. It's a word, right? Yeah. Goodness, and anybody else can get any other words throwing out there? Light. Huh? Awesomeness. Awesome. Yes, he is awesome. But righteousness. Good word. Light, it's warm, it's, you could see by it, right? So if you could see everything in this room, nothing would be hidden, right? So if nothing's hidden, there's no lies. So he's truth. Light would be truth. Life. You know, that's all, everything that the Bible, when it's talking about light, being the light of the world, or it referring to something light, or being of the light, it would be all that. Now, God has nothing to do, are no part in darkness. So that's the opposite, right? So that would be meaning deception, hidden, or sin, sinful. So God is the light of the world, and Jesus is the light, because he's God. Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14, 15, and 16. Yep, chapter 5. Elena. So the awesome thing is that I fall short many times. I fall faulty many times. I shouldn't use the word short, right? Yet God, the true light of the world, sees me, sees all of us as a light to this world. A light that can overcome the power of darkness. You know, when we turn out a light immediately, or when we turn on a light, I should say, immediately, what happens to the darkness? It goes away, right? Immediately. It's like speed of light, right? Immediately it flees. God sees us all as we can be. God always thinks the best of us. You know, he sees us as the light of the world. He sees us that something that can't be covered up, can't be hidden, that we should show our light to everyone. You know, our reflection. So that light is a reflection of whom? Of Jesus, right? Because he's the light. We're like the moon. He's like the sun. We don't have his power, but we could shine his light through us. Meaning that we could have that same love towards everybody else. In Ephesians, to the right, Ephesians chapter 2, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. TJ? So we are not saved by good works, right? We're not saved by good works. But other people know us by our actions, don't they? You know, whether you think it's right, you think it's fair, we are a representative of Jesus. You know, when we say we're Christian, we are that representative for Jesus, for everybody around us, for everybody what sees what we do, everybody we know, or if we're just walking down the street and we say we're a Christian, we're representing Jesus. You know, that's a big responsibility. That's a huge responsibility, because who here wants to be a false witness? No one, right? That'd be a bad thing, wouldn't it? It'd be a bad thing. Matthew chapter 8. We're almost done. Matthew chapter 8, 18. Did I say 8 or 18? I said 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. Brendan, would you please do me the honor of reading that? Yep. So that doesn't sound fun, does it? And it's a millstone, right? It's not a mile wide, but who can guess what a millstone is? It sounds like a tombstone. In this case, in that case, it would be a tombstone. But, you know, have you ever thought about or seen in movies or whatever where they press grain and wheat and you crush it to get the little seeds and you make... That's a millstone. So it's a huge stone because they're crushing a lot of things. So it's a huge stone around your neck, not able to swim very easily, right? Pretty much don't sink. It says you don't drown. That'd be a horrible way to go, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Suffocation. That'd be. I always thought that burning. That both of those. I don't know. That'd be horrible. Right. I've been where you're playing, you're horsing around and everything, and people shove you down in the water, and you try to catch your breath, and then they shove you down before you catch your breath. It's a scary feeling. So when we look into God's mirror, what is God's mirror? What's God's mirror? What's the Bible? His word, right. Is the Bible. Pay attention to who we are. Pay attention. Do not ignore the problems. Don't just forget about them. You know, we want to go to Jesus immediately and fix those problems. 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Nick.
15 and 16.
Yep. So in a nutshell, what is that telling you? It's bad, or to be, what should we be? Good, right? Good examples out there. We should be godly examples out there.